everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Shusha. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. My sister actually had gestational diabetes when she was pregnant, and so I have a lot of questions about your app, which is called ZenZen. I also want to hear all about how you qualified for the Luxembourg Fit for Start, because I think there's a lot of mompreneurs out there who are listening to this show, so I want to hear all about that. Before we launch in, I start every show with asking the guests, tell me your Luxembourgish story. So tell me your Luxembourgish story.
I'm Shusha, originally from Hungary, but I'm living in Berlin for 8 years now with my daughter. After the pandemic, we wanted to do something impactful or good or meaningful, and I learned UX design, and one of my best friends, he is a developer, so we figured out, okay, then let's create something for diabetes.
Wait, I have a question. During COVID, you learned UX design?
Yes.
So like while everyone else was getting drunk at like 4 p.m., you were learning coding?
Yes.
That's so productive of you. Is your background engineering or computer science or anything?
No, I'm a serious career changer. Actually, I started as a nurse with kids in the hospital. Then I became an event manager and then a communication leader in the biggest Hungarian book publisher company. I became a chef for people with special needs. Then I learned UX design. And now I work on our startup now. And
wow. Wow. That's crazy. You're all over the place. But I love that.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine like, okay, I decide I want to be this forever. So I think all the knowledge or skills what I collected led to this, what I'm doing now. And I really enjoyed it. I can use all the knowledge.
Yeah. I see there's a theme of helping people with special needs and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there are so many groups of people who are really unheard or underserved, or the majority think is not that important. For example, gestational diabetes. I heard from someone who is in Charité Berlin, and he said he doesn't understand why this app is needed, because these women first should behave.
Wow.
Second, they should follow the doctor's advice. And third, if they don't understand something, just Google it.
Wow, that sounds like a real mansplanation of gestational diabetes. Who said that?
It was an innovation manager at Charité Berlin. So it's a leading hospital in Germany.
Wow, so yeah. Mega sexism in the leading hospital in Germany. That's great. Love that. I love to expose that on my show. So you wanted to help people, and clearly gestational diabetes is not from women not behaving, just letting the wheels fall off and just eat jelly beans for their whole pregnancy.
That's really important to advocate. It's not the mother's fault. It's, you are not a reckless mother just because you ate a banana.
It's genetic, isn't it?
One hand, genetic. Other hand, I was 37 when I was first time pregnant. So we are getting pregnant later and later. And after 35, we have much more chance to have gestational diabetes. And of course, it's also related with obesity. But not everyone is overweight who has gestational diabetes.
My sister's quite thin. She's got a great body. I was shocked. And, you know, I've always kind of been a little overweight, and I was shocked that I didn't have it, to be honest. When I did that glucose test, like, I was like, oh, this is disgusting. Let's back up. So it's COVID, and you decided to learn UX.
Yes.
And your best friend's a developer?
Yes.
And did you realize there was a, like, a hole in the market? Or did you want to just do this because this is something that you had gestational diabetes and you wanted more help out there?
He is living with type 1 diabetes, and we used to co-living for a while. And I've seen how every day is a battle for him. And first I wanted to help on this, but then I realized my own story, because even I overlooked my story, because everybody said it's not that important, it goes away, you need to behave. So, and then I started to do interviews with moms with gestational diabetes, and we turned the focus on this issue, because we found that there are other apps who are working on or other projects who are working on type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes, but very few who is really taking care of these mothers. And it's not just about what you eat. It's not just about your numbers. It's a double burden because you can imagine, okay, someone tells you from tomorrow you can't eat your favorite food because it's unhealthy, but it's you can't eat your favorite food because you hurt your baby. So it's completely different view.
Yeah, that's tough. And also when you're pregnant, you know, you just want to do what your body craves. It's like this time in your life when you just really want to give your body what it wants.
And how do you know that? For example, I was craving for a banana when I was pregnant and I ate 8 bananas for breakfast.
Whoa.
And I didn't know it contains the same amount of a carbohydrate than vanilla Häagen-Dazs, the ice cream. I had no idea. So I shouldn't eat.
Actually,
bananas.
Technically, I think that Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream would have a lower glucose spike because it's also got fat in it, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's tie it back to Luxembourg. So you're in Berlin during COVID, coming up with this idea.
And then we were looking for funding. It's always an issue if you have a startup. You have an idea, but you don't have users yet. You have no money for marketing. You don't know anyone in the hospitals or these things. So, okay, what else we can do? And I found Lux Innovation and Fit for Start. And I thought, okay, then why not? We applied.
Can you walk me through the application process?
You can go to the Lux Innovation.
LuxInnovation.com?
I guess .lu.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You can find all the details about that, but you need to apply online. And there is a pre-selection. And there were more, I don't know how hundreds of startups. And they select 5 clusters. And we were in the health cluster. 15 health app or project is selected to pitch during the Luxembourg Ventures Days live. And from that, they choose 5. And then we were chosen.
Amazing. Congratulations. Okay, so when you apply, do you have to submit like a full-on business plan or is it just general idea?
It's a detailed form and you should have a business plan. Of course, any numbers, so we don't have validated numbers. We have assumptions of how we imagine it will work, especially when we applied a year ago. And then they decide if they find it's doable or not. And then we have to pitch on this Luxembourg Ventures Days, which is a super cool event. I can suggest to be there. And there is a jury of 5 experts and they select from...
Wow. And so anyone in Europe can apply?
Even from wherever. So you can apply from all over the world, but you have to be in person, basically at least 2 times per month during the 6-month incubation program.
So after you win, they put you in an incubation program?
Yes.
And what's that like?
We had really great mentors, had coaches. We had workshops, very useful workshops. We were planning in the ecosystem. And a lot of people ask, okay, why are you coming to Luxembourg from Berlin if you have a startup? But in Berlin, if you throw a stone, you hit 2 startups. So everybody has a startup and everybody is a DJ in Berlin. But here, I was talking to someone, hey, we do this and this. And oh, it's really great. I can't help you. But why don't you talk with that guy or that guy? Or if you are on an event, someone can basically grab another person who can help you. Or they tell, why don't you call the Ministry of Health? And they're just like, should I? Because in Germany, it's not possible, you just call the Ministry of Health and they will respond you. It took me 1/2 year emailing to be able to talk with someone in Charité, Berlin. So,
the sexist guy.
No, I found a really great Dr. Josephine Koenigbauer. She's wonderful. She's okay. Leading the actual hospital department. So she's nice.
Okay. So
I really called the Ministry of Health and I presented our app and then we will start to work together next year. So,
wow.
It's pretty cool here.
One thing I will say about Luxembourg is it's very small. So when you call like an agency and someone actually picks up the phone, so you will be working with the Ministry of Health starting next year?
Yeah, I really like here. Everything has a house of entrepreneurship, house of startup, and there is a house of diabetes.
Wow.
We were checking if our knowledge base is aligned with the Luxembourgish protocol, but it has to, unfortunately, in every country has a little bit different protocol of gestational diabetes care, but we can localize the knowledge base because this is one of the main feature in our app, because we wanted to provide a platform which you can use and you don't need to Google things. You don't need to use a diabetes management app. You don't need another meal planner. You don't need to Google for knowledge.
So it's all in there. Why don't you give me your elevator pitch for what your app is? Because we haven't covered that yet. So ZenZen is?
ZenZen is a companion app for pregnant women with diabetes. It's like a knowledgeable friend in your pocket because it connects the dots between food, activity, your sleep, and your emotional balance, which is related to your blood sugar level, and teach you how to manage your condition much better. Because if you understand this, then you can manage better. You can make better decisions, and in the end, the outcome will be much better. And you don't need to spend ages on panically searching for answers for your questions.
So what inputs does the app need? Like, are you supposed to prick your finger and then measure or something?
Unfortunately, it was so funny because I was pitching our app in Warsaw recently, and an investor asked, why you say these mothers have to prick their fingers 13 times per day? There are continuous glucose meters. And yes, there are. But there is a difference between the available technical solutions or what is existing. Because the continuous glucose meters are not covered by health insurance for these mothers. So technically they are available, but you have to pay €200 per month to be able to use them. So
unbelievable. So technology is out there, but the governments won't pay for it for pregnant women, because why pregnant women are not important?
I don't know.
So you have to prick your finger 13 times a day to use this app. If you could pay $200 a month for a continuous glucose monitor, would it work with your app?
It will. From next year, it will, because we did partnerships, so we will implement the API. It's technical stuff, so we will be able to collect the data through the Bluetooth.
Wow. So without that, manually, you have to prick your finger and enter in the data?
Enter the blood sugar level, and you can enter the carb intake, what you ate, but you also can choose from our list, even recipes, or you can upload your favorite snacks or whatever. So with one tap, you can log the carb, what you ate. We collect your sleep. How did you sleep?
How do you collect that on a phone?
We ask, like, this is a funny dialogue pops up every morning and ask you, how did you sleep? But the heart of our app is, we call it conversational feature, is ZenZen Chat, which is not in ChatGPT API. So it's not picking randomly an article from the last 20 years. It's the knowledge content is localized, up-to-date, and curated by doctors. So technically, you can write to the app, hey, I went to a birthday party, I ate a piece of cake, I couldn't resist, am I hurt my baby? What can I do? And we can answer, no, it's completely okay, just go for a 30-minute walk and then check your blood sugar level. So
wow, so it's real-time like that. I guess that's AI. Right.
It's AI. But also we send messages every morning and every evening. In the morning, we try to encourage the mothers, hey, it's a new day, you can start do better. Or based on the collected data, if she did good, then we say, oh, it was really great yesterday, so keep going. But in the evening, we send messages like kind of a summary of the day. It was your blood sugar level. You did this, that activity, or you ate this and this. Maybe you should switch your dinner if you want lower fasting sugars tomorrow morning. Or so we help some advice. And we always warn the mothers, because we always compare the blood sugar level with the carb intake. So if they chose something like oatmeal for breakfast before, and they want to choose again, but it raised their blood sugar level before, we warned them, hey, you should choose something else because it wasn't good for you.
That's cool.
Last time. So we try to implement those features which are not super fancy or super useful for everyday usage.
Yeah, I think that's super useful just as a person. My next question is, couldn't people with regular diabetes benefit from this also?
Actually, it could. Type 2 diabetics could, but we send some messages about pregnancy and right. the baby development.
Maybe next you do a type 2 diabetes app.
There are so many.
Oh, really?
So we don't, I'm not sure if we want to compete. It's like a red ocean.
And there aren't so many gestational diabetes apps?
No, not so many. I know only 5 or something all around the world. So
why is yours the best?
Because it's really personalized. It's really about you as a user and based on your data. And I don't know any other app who use this chat feature where we work with psychologists and we really try to help you to follow this diet, because that's the hardest thing. One hand, one day to another, you have to be a nutritionist, you have to be a coach, you have to be a psychologist, you have to be everything, because you have to count every single gram of carb what you eat. You have to figure out in which order it's better to eat your meals, or even you need to learn if you wash your hand before you prick your finger. It could help, because even if you use certain lotions and could show a false blood sugar readings, or it's better if you prick your finger on the side, because if you prick always here, it's much painful. Or you shouldn't prick your pointing finger because you have to keep it sensitive. Use it. So there are so many small details what nobody tells you, but this knowledge is available in our app. And we really try to help you to understand what is happening with you, because that's the biggest worry. Doctors, with the best intent, they have 10 minutes with you and they try to freak you enough. They expect you will follow the diet.
Wow.
But my doctor said, if your morning blood sugar level higher than 5.5, you hurt your baby. See you in 2 weeks. And then, okay.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for that. Gosh, so not a lot of compassionate doctors out there, I see. So tell me about the incubating process.
Mm-hmm. We had workshops every month, from how to hire people or how to get funding or what are the Luxembourgish accounting, bookkeeping, regulatory hurdles, or how to stay sane even though you are a startup founder, and kind of keep resilience against mental issues, or how to make partnerships, or we had so many great workshops. And then also we had meetings with our head coaches every month, basically talked about our progress, what we have done, what is their advice. And there is a steering committee meeting every month where we have to pitch in front of the jury and pitch about certain topics, what we achieved during the month, what are the next steps, and they will give you red, orange, or green flags. And the goal is to collect green flags, because then you can graduate from the program and you will be eligible for €50,000.
Nice. So that's the prize, €50,000.
And if you go further and you are ticking some more boxes, then you will get another €100,000. Which is really important because it's equity free. So it's a great opportunity for startups.
Whereas regular venture capitalists, they want equity in your company.
Yeah. So the regular venture capitalists, yeah, just take equity. And it depends on your valuation, how many percent, but it's a big support. Mm-hmm. €150,000.
Yeah.
Equity free. So that's pretty cool. But I have to tell, it's really tough. So if you are not familiar how to create a company here, how much does it cost and all these things.
How much does it cost?
I just want to say, like, you have to go to the notary, and for the same service, you pay €300 in Germany, but here it's 1,200. It's much more expensive. And I love Luxembourg, but I hope they will somehow follow the Estonian way. Because I think less bureaucracy would be just really, really better. And they want Luxembourgish. We had a workshop with someone with the Ministry of Health. And they want to help from seed to scale. So that's the point. There are so many support in Germany for if you have an idea. But then they leave you alone before revenue and even before you have a product. But here in Luxembourg, they help you, if you have a product, how to scale. But if every step is really hard, like bureaucracy-wise, and every step costs a fortune.
But they gave you 150 grand.
It's not just they gave me. Just we have to take a lot of boxes.
You earned it, but you got 150 grand.
Yeah. So I don't complain. Not yet. We just got a 50 and hopefully January we go.
But the app is live.
Yes, of course. So it's in English, German and French.
So you can get it on the App Store.
Yes.
And so what's your goal?
Our goal is basically turn every women's phone to a tool where they can do early screening and not for just only for gestational diabetes, but for preeclampsia as well, which is the other's main pregnancy complication.
My mom had preeclampsia.
So they can use the app from the first day of the pregnancy and they can use it for early screening, do diagnostics and therapeutic advice. Because that's really important. Even gestational diabetes is not tested early enough. There are so many studies shows if it would be diagnosed earlier, the outcome would be better.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this something that you want gynecologists, OBGYNs, to recommend to their patients around 10 weeks or something, or 20 weeks?
Yes.
When do you do the...
Between 20 and 24.
So if they had access around 15 weeks to this app, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great. Or if someone is planning to be pregnant and they would be aware of our app. And there are so many women who is getting pregnant after diagnosed with PCOS or insulin resistancy or prediabetes. So they should use this kind of apps from the day one.
Tell me the risk factors for having gestational diabetes, assuming you know nothing.
One hand, it's not good for the mother, because the changing of the blood sugar level is really tiring. You will be always tired. You have to always go to pee, but you need to anyway. Sweating and really bad, but high blood sugar is just, for me, I just had headache, so it wasn't that bad. But for the baby is growing much faster than it should be because of the high blood sugar level. And it makes birth complications in the end. It's called macrosomia, so the baby is getting bigger, but the organs are not following this growing properly. So the baby will have issues. And the placenta is, they're called getting older faster because of the high blood sugar level, the veins in the vessels, the blood circulation won't be that good if the blood sugar level constantly high. So the baby can't develop that way properly because the blood circulation is not good. And what is the name of the liquid around the baby? The amnio...
Amnio something, yeah.
Yeah, that
the sac,
that,
the water.
That will be too few. So
it's not enough.
So then they have to give birth earlier or they will ending up in C-section, all these things. And after the baby is born, the baby got used to use the mother's blood, which is containing higher blood sugar level. And suddenly when the baby is born and they use their own blood, then which is normal blood sugar level, it seems too low. Mm. And the baby is not get used to regulate the blood sugar level. So they have to spend much more time in the hospital because they have to check the baby is not having hypoglycemia.
So there's a lot of complications. I didn't even really know that.
Yes, and the baby and the mother have 10 times more higher risk to develop diabetes in their life. So
both of them?
Yeah.
So if a baby, would that be type 1 diabetes for the baby or type 2?
There are more studies for type 2 diabetes, more proof. But recently they started to investigate even type 1 is more
linked to the mom having it. Wow, that's crazy. Gosh, I feel really lucky that I didn't have it. I was kind of wondered about the accuracy of those glucose tests, though.
It's also not easy. That's why we will work with a UK startup from next year who is providing a home glucose test. So you can do this at home. You don't have to go to the doctor. And it will be much more accurate because in the UK, they made a study. And those moms who were the first in the queue and they took the blood first, they had less likely diagnosis with gestational diabetes because their blood sample were sitting there for 6 hours. It wasn't fresh enough. And the glucose somehow, I don't understand the science behind, but it was a false negative.
Oh, really?
Because the sample wasn't in that condition to make proper test after 6 hours sitting.
On a tray or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if they give this oral, this glucose liquid to the mother and nobody tells her, don't go for a walk.
Mm.
You shouldn't, because it's also affecting the numbers later. Or there are so many things, but I don't tell to the mothers what to do to get the
proper result
in the end.
Wow. I always think about that because I think I drank water and was like, oh, was I not supposed to? But, you know, I didn't know and, you know, I wasn't going to go sit there for another 6 hours or 5 hours or however long it takes.
So that's why I think this test is much better because you just do it at home. Mm-hmm. You prick your finger and everything basically transform to the cloud through your phone. And then, yeah.
This is very cool because I'm going to do this season an episode about having a baby in Luxembourg. So this is a great other episode to go with it.
It's really great. And I hope you can find somehow, I wish mothers could find a recommended doctor's list because I'm a member of these peer groups. And every second question is about, oh, can you recommend someone who is taking care of gestational diabetes patients? Or can you recommend this and that doctors? Because it's really about trust. You trust in a stranger. He or she will take care not just of you, but your baby. I think we should use the peer knowledge and the experience to really help the doctors to keep the quality of the service.
Absolutely. And I think that goes across all medical disciplines.
Yeah.
I'm on so many peer groups for doctors, for myself, for my kids, for special needs stuff, menopause, HRT, all the things. Because a lot of doctors won't give you what you want or don't do that good of a job.
Yes, because I feel like a lot of doctors think they know better than you.
Well, they have degrees, medical degrees.
Yeah, but especially with pregnancy, I had a feeling they treat me like a child. So I shouldn't ask, I shouldn't talk, just do what they say because they know better.
That's rough.
For example, they wanted to prove all the time because I'm 37, my daughter will be born with Down syndrome. And I told them, I let you do all the tests what you want, which is bothering me. But it wasn't enough for them. They want to do this needle thingy.
Uh-huh.
And I said, sorry, no. And they wanted to just say, I'm so reckless because I don't let it do. And I said to them, okay, but I read your paper and you said I have 700 whatever to one, I will have a kid with Down syndrome. But I have 100 to one chance to lose the baby because of this examination. So sorry, no. And in the end, I don't care the result because it doesn't change anything. So why do you bother me and forcing me to do this? And it was really hard time for them to accept my will or decision.
That's a great story. And I think you made the right choice.
She's completely okay. So
Good. Is there anything else that you want to tell people about this app? It's called ZenZen. You can get it anywhere.
It's zenzen.me. So you can read more about the app and us who were creating that. It's made by mothers with experience with gestational diabetes. Actually, a psychologist and our UX designer also had gestational diabetes, and we have really great doctors who are advising. And please find us on social media, Instagram, and ask. I never want to feel any mother alone because you are not the cause of this issue. And you are not alone with this. It's not your fault and you will get through this. It's going to be fine.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.